Welcome to The Human Experience, Perspectives in Anthropology. I'm Anton Daughters. The ubiquitous condiment ketchup is often thought of as an all-American food. After all, it's the most popular flavoring added to the typical fast food fare of hamburgers and French fries. But ketchup, much like many other supposedly all-American creations, has its roots in a centuries-old recipe from a faraway land. In 1690, the Chinese developed a tangy sauce made of pickled fish and spices. Called ketsiap, it was used as a flavoring for meats and vegetables and as a seasoning for cooking. Much like the ketchup of today, the Chinese version was sweet and peppery, though it lacked the modern ingredient of tomato paste. Its popularity was such that it quickly spread southward to the Malay Peninsula, where it was named ketchup. In the early 18th century, British sailors passing through Singapore came across the tangy sauce and brought it to Europe. In England, the exotic New Asian import caught on fast. By the mid-1800s, Charles Dickens and Lord Byron were singing its praises in the book Barnaby Rudge and the poem Beppo. What is known as the American version of ketchup was actually created by a German businessman living in Pennsylvania. In the 1870s, Henry Hines took out the fish-based ingredients and replaced them with green peppers and tomatoes. Though his version of the sauce took on a different color, it retained many of the original spices and pickled juices, making what came to be known as an all-American condiment simply a regeneration of a centuries-old Asian recipe. The Human Experience is made possible by a grant from the New Mexico Endowment for the Humanities. The program is produced by Paul Ingalls and Kathleen Sabo.